Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of August 2016, and this is the 426th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've come into my garden. I came out to take the washing in. It's been a really lovely drying day today. No wind, so I wasn't quite sure whether it would, but everything is beautifully dry and smelling of August sun, which is much warmer than June and July, and really is the beginning, I think, of summer. And we have to start covering our skin here in the ozone layer free south of the hemisphere. So I like it at this time of the year when it's warm, but soon it'll be too warm and it'll be time to move out of my front room, which gets very hot in the morning when I'm writing. Time to maybe go into the back room and combine with the shed. At the moment, I've mentioned before that the shed and my back room are in a mess, basically, and I'm really looking forward to my sabbatical week next week, when I'm hoping to spend a bit of time clearing. I'm really itching to do it. I don't usually have any kind of spring cleaning fever, but I can just feel this desire to make some lovely space. I think part of it is because the sun comes streaming through and you really notice the contrast between the beautiful outside and the I think that things in piles particularly become sort of stagnant and inert and lifeless, and outside everything is sort of new and spring-like, so it just feels like a really good time to clear up and make some lovely space to work in. Today I have been working. It's been a good writing day again. I've just come back from the cafe, where I just feel as if I can concentrate better. I did an hour of work there, and somehow that gets me over hiccups in a way that being at home doesn't. And again, I'm wondering whether this is about kind of working in a rather stagnant environment, that I need to get some oomph into it again. So I have had a really good day. I hope you have too. Whatever you're working on, whatever project you're working on, that you can make it effervescent somehow, or make the environment in which you're working effervescent rather than stagnant. That it can be a bubbly space or a calm space, but I think even a calm space needs to be fresh and not stagnant. So that is me today. I've had a good day, and I really, really hope you have too. And I thank you very, very much for listening today. Listening to me and the dogs and one or two birds as well. Even my cat is feeling the spring. He's on his absolute last legs, but he's just managed to bring in an enormous rat for me to appreciate. And so I can see, I thought maybe he might go downhill, but the rat intake might go downhill too, but it doesn't look as if that's about to happen anytime soon. I don't know quite why I've ended on a dead rat, but it's part and parcel of spring, I think. Thank you again very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.